The Euronaval Convention in the Parisian suburb of Le Bourget welcomed an estimated 30,000 industry players. Over 300 exhibitors from 65 countries showed off warship designs and new technologies.
So that really feels like real life, and this is the purpose of this technology, is to create virtual mock-ups of submarine or ships, even when they are just designed.
Alexis Vartanian is chief technical officer of TechVis. He's standing on a platform where visitors can don a pair of 3D glasses and walk inside a virtual reality rendering of a submarine. It's a tool, he says, is very useful when pitching new designs around the world.
There are people using this kind of system for shipbuilding in Japan, in France, in Brazil, in India, China, Russia, also many different countries. So large companies which work on complex projects like this really like this. Everything is international. People are using the same standards, the same softwares like Dassault Systèmes or PTCs. So also this kind of tools is getting more and more attraction.
Euronaval organizers stress that security at sea is a matter of international cooperation. They cite piracy and immigration as growing concerns affecting many countries. One project on display is MARSUR, short for Maritime Surveillance. It lets 18 members of the European Union visualize and share information about what's happening in their waters. Jürgen van de Jely is a commanding officer in the Belgian Navy.
Some things are national, based on information from the police, from customs, but sometimes you might create an own database, and other countries can actually query that database for more information. You can still keep your national system, but you can share the information you want to share. And of course, it's on the basis of trust that we can actually exchange that information, which is, I think, a good thing.
Van Daeli points to a satellite image of the Mediterranean Sea that shows real-time locations of military and commercial vessels.
For example, here in Italy, there's a Belgian ship going through the Mediterranean, and Italy sends their information to our Coast Guard Center. We can actually share that information with our ships and say, watch out, there's a problem there, there's a problem there. It's not only illegal activities, it's also accidents, search and rescue. All this information can actually be done through MARSUR.
If there's an elephant in the room among all the warship prototypes, it's the impending delivery of two French helicopter carriers to the Russian Navy. The crisis in Ukraine has put Paris under pressure to delay or even to cancel a 1.2 billion euro contract for two Mistral warships. But the manufacturer insists the deal will go through.
We have a contract, we deliver it. The other part is a political issue, which is not in our area of decision. And we will just wait and see. But today, we are not playing games with our customers.
Hervé Guillou is CEO of DCNS, the partly state-owned private company that built the ships. He told a press conference the project was on time and on budget, but he also addressed concerns that the Russians could find a way to copy the design.
Honestly speaking, I think that if the Russian Navy buys these ships in France, it's because they are not able to do it by themselves. Otherwise, they would do it. You know, a warship is something a bit more complex than just a set of drawings. There is a lot of know-how behind it.
Under the patronage of the French Defense Ministry, Euronaval has been held every 2 years since 1968. Whatever the current spirit of cooperation or tensions, there's a sense here the business will go on. Mike Woods, RFI, Le Bourget.